Hello, Sebastian Lucido. Welcome to 5 Minute Fresh Start. I'm in Galatians 5:22. It says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another." When you look at this, the Bible is telling us to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. You know, what is the fruit of the Spirit? They're named here, but what are they? How do we get the fruit of the Spirit? You know, the fruit of the Spirit is walking in the Word of God. In other words, conforming into the image of Christ, renewing our mind to what the Bible says about who we are and what we are. You know, when you look at Luke 8, when he talks about the sower and the seed, but one fell on good ground are those who have heard the word of God with a noble and good heart. They keep it or protect the word, and it bears fruit with patience. So the word of God is a seed. It comes into our heart. When we activate our faith on it in obedience to God and we walk in that fruit, it's displayed before the world. That's the light and the fruit. So when you look at the fruit of the Spirit, it's the Word of God coming into our heart. And when we receive revelation knowledge, what it does is it humbles us. It exalts Jesus. We forsake the way we thought and take on a new thinking. That's called renewing in the mind. The Bible tells us not to conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind. So when that seed comes in, the Bible tells us in verse 16 of Luke 8, "No one, when he has lit a lamp, covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed, but he sets it on a lampstand that those who enter may see the light." God wants us seen. "For nothing in secret will not be revealed, or anything hidden that will not be known or come to the light. Therefore, take heed how you hear. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and whoever does not have, even that which he seems to have will be taken away." And so the Bible is telling us here that this is extremely important. God lights a fire in us through salvation. When we come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, from that point until the point that we die, we are renewing our mind, sanctifying our mind, changing our thinking, altering our behavior, walking in the fruit of the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit, the main fruit of the Spirit, is the walk of love. You know, so when you look at what we've said today, our salvation and the Spirit of God in us is displayed before the world by us walking in the obedience of the Word, which God's expectation is that we would walk in love. And that is so important. It's the most important thing that He will pass up 100 talented people for one godly person. Why? Because He's the talent. He's looking for character. He's looking for us to walk in integrity. He's looking for us to walk as Jesus walked and to live as Jesus lived. And so anybody can have talent, but very few people have the integrity of Jesus or the fruit of the Spirit as Jesus had. That's what he's looking for, because he can trust that person with his power. Anyway, God bless you. Please share, follow, and like this message. If you're not a partner, please pray about joining us. You know, take that step. Go to our website, watchersoftruth.com, watchersoftruth.com. It's also in the description of your teaching. Click on it. Become a partner. We're praying for 4 or more donors. They give $25 or more a month. With 400 of those, we can build an international ministry. We can continue to build curriculums and give them away. It causes so many things to happen here. So God bless you. Have a great day. Thanks for watching.